This is the NetGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Bok Victory Brings Joy Amidst Middle East Crises. We would be amiss if we did not start this podcast by saying a massive congratulations to the Springbok rugby team for winning a record fourth Rugby World Cup, beating the All Blacks 12 points to 11 in a nail-biting final. The Springbok rugby team, under the skillful captaincy of Siya Kolisi and the management team, have again shown how sport can unite a country, cause people to put differences aside, and how determination leads to victory. We now turn our attention to the Proteas cricket team, who are also playing winning cricket in their bid for Cricket World Cup glory, and we hold thumbs for their continued progress in the tournament. As South Africans, we can all stand proud. On a much sadder note, it is terrible to witness the war, conflict and bloodshed that is erupted in the Middle East. We hope that peace can be found as soon as possible. It has also created a material increase in geopolitical tensions between largely the Western world and other countries, which has played out in bond yields rising, equity markets falling, and a rising gold price, all of which does not bode well for global inflation and for what was already a high interest rate environment around the world. We should also not forget about the continued fighting happening in the Ukraine with Russian forces that are also having an inflationary pressure on energy and food prices. This week is an important week in South Africa. The Minister of Finance will table the medium-term budget policy statement tomorrow. The country's fiscal measures have deteriorated compared to the target set in February's national budget. We expect the consolidated budget deficit to widen to 5.5% of GDP in 2023-24 from the originally budgeted 4%. Tax collections in 2023-24 will likely be lower than expected due to sluggish corporate income tax collections caused by weaker economic activity and a decline in earnings from exports. We expect expenditure to increase by 6% in 2023-24, exceeding the 3.5% originally projected in February. The public sector wage bill, higher social transfers, and bailouts of state-owned enterprises pose risks to the government's objective to keep non-interest spending under control. We forecast the debt-to-GDP ratio to hit 73% in 2023-24. Approximately 18 cents in every rand of tax collected is now spent on paying interest, crowding out much-needed infrastructure spending. Turning to the markets, the rand recovered some ground last week, closing 0.7% stronger than in the previous week. Local equities declined in line with global peers, mainly reflecting heightened risk aversion amid the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Global equities were down for a second week in a row after US GDP data raised concerns about the resilience of consumer spending, thus fueling expectations for a higher for longer interest rate environment. Ongoing tensions in the Middle East also continued to weigh on stocks. In Europe, the decline was led by the FTSE 100, with the French CAC and the German DAX also ending the week marginally lower. The Japanese Nikkei was down by 1%. The US dollar strengthened, bolstered by robust US economic data, which solidified the Fed's higher for longer stance. In commodity markets, the Brent crude oil price declined the most in 3 weeks as fears of a wider conflict in the Middle East eased. The price of gold continued to rise, benefiting from the geopolitical uncertainties in the Middle East. Finally, as the market expected, the European Central Bank, or ECB, kept its key policy rate unchanged at 4.5%. the central bank stressed that it's paused to observe the effect of past hikes on inflation and growth, but stressed that it would hike again if the need arose. That brings us to the end of today's market report. Stay safe and stay healthy. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.